The Hopi Salt Mine starts at river mile 63.5 and continues all the way down to mile 65. As the name of this miraculous geologic feature suggests, it is of cultural significance as well to the Hopi, and there is no visitation allowed to the general public. The Hopi people have a sacred connection to the canyon, with the Hopi Salt Mine being only one of many locations that they traditionally visited on spiritual journeys. Every male would traditionally set out on a pilgrimage to the Hopi Salt Mines as the culmination of their initiation ceremony. Such pilgrimages from Third Mesa, located 45 miles east of Tuba City, covered a distance of 80 miles one direction, a journey that even with today's advanced technology would be a difficult path to travel through the barren lands of the Colorado Plateau. Along this arduous journey, the young men would visit 37 shrines over the course of 1 week. The route they followed would travel across the plateau before descending to the northern side of the Little Colorado River via Salt Trail Canyon, eventually leading to the confluence with the Little Colorado River, where the young men would cross the Little Colorado and continue on to the Hopi Salt Mines just downriver. Ancient sacred trails such as the Hopi Salt Trail are said to have been established by spiritual beings. The Hopi Salt Trail is said to have been established by one of these spiritual beings, Pukeng Hoya, twin brothers, because Salt Woman moved from the Hopi Mesas to Salt Canyon, which they called Ungtupa, or the Grand Canyon, as we know it today. After twin brothers established this trail, many generations of Hopi men used the route during their initiation ceremonies to collect salt for general purposes. While the women of the Hopi tribe traditionally did not visit the Grand Canyon, they played a critical role in offering prayers to those who did, and offerings to the earth. The salt that we see deposited on the Tapete sandstone here is a product of evaporation. There are many seeps and springs visible throughout the canyon, mainly discharging from the red wall limestone. Sandstones such as the Tapetes, however, also offer a porous layer that water can travel through. Just as there are many other minerals that can be found throughout the Grand Canyon, such as uranium and coal that are mined commercially, there are also varying amounts of salt found in the substrates throughout the region as well. Water that travels through porous rock layers has a tendency to pick up such minerals that are water-soluble and travel with them to the point where the water molecules eventually evaporate and leave behind the minerals in a crystalline form. The Hopi Salt Mine is a wonderful example of how humans have utilized a naturally occurring resource for many generations without total depletion.